I want to talk about the gospel for a while, for this fourth Sunday of Easter time. It's John 10, 1 to 10. Now let's locate where this text is. You see, we're at the Feast of Sukkoth, the Feast of Booths. You see, we've just gone through this magnificent chapter, which we always have on the Sunday. You've heard me before. You've got Water Sunday, Light Sunday, Life Sunday, right? As we're getting people ready for baptism. The Light Sunday is the healing of the blind man. That goes from 9:1, the whole story, all the way down to 9:41. But we're still there. It's a good place to break and start a new chapter, but we're still there. And now Jesus starts on a new direction himself, but it's addressed to the same audience. His enemies, his opponents, the not quite sure, and the ones who are open to him. As John presents it, see, there's nothing between that. The last line is that Jesus said to them, if you were blind, then you would not have sinned. But now that you say we see, your sin remains. Amen, amen, I say to you. You see, it's right away after that. Because he's commenting on the same thing. Bad leadership. I'm the shepherd. And nobody gets between me and my sheep, and if they do, I'm going to take care of them. I know in one diocese, the archbishop would go around on Sundays with his coat collar up a bit and stand in the back and listen to the Mass and to the sermon. See what's going on in his diocese. He went into this one church where the good preacher was saying, this is my body, that means me. I'm giving myself to you. I am your, I don't know what word, your nourishment. I am your, you know. So the bishop walked from the back up to the front and said, I'll take over from here. You can go. And he preached and said the rest of the Mass. Then he tried to explain to that good fellow, you're not Christ, Christ is. Don't try that again, or you're fired. That's nuts. Who is the bread of life? Jesus. Who is the shepherd of our soul, who loves us, lays down his life for us, helps us, consoles us, guides us? Jesus, the incarnate, eternal, infinite Word of God. That's the one. And so, right away after this thing, when he just said, you see, you tell everybody you can see, but you don't see. And now we have this whole other, like Good Shepherd Sunday talk. But you see where it fits? Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. Now, you might need a little bit of a background on that. You might maybe all have heard it before. The shepherds of an area built a big stone wall around an enclosed area. And every night they brought all their sheep there. And the sheep milled around, you know, they were all there. But anybody who tries to climb over the wall, grab a sheep and climb back over, he's a thief. If you want to come into the sheep, you go through the gate. That's the way the sheep come in. And so, if you enter the sheepfold through the, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. You see, pretty soon he's going to tell us that he's the gate. Now, see, the next morning, what happens, you know, Shepherd A goes this way, Shepherd B goes this way, Shepherd C goes this way, and they have their call. And as I already mentioned, the sheep know the call. So though these sheep who belong to Shepherd C, they follow him. And the little ones go along with Mama, and then they learn, that's the one for me. And so they learn, and they take him out. And they're out all day, then they're back at night, because it's hard to watch a large flock of sheep in a field with wolves and bears around. That's still the case up in Canada where I used to live. Wolves and bear around all the time. And if you have a flock of sheep, boy, you put them someplace safe at night because they'll go in and kill them. That's easy lamb for them. See what I mean? And so that's what he's talking about. You see? Whoever enters through the gate. In other words, if you try to get into this compound any other way, you've got a different agenda. You've got a different idea of what you're doing. Well, who are they? Any false shepherd. Then and now. Any false shepherd. Because he's going to say down in a few verses, I'm the gate. You've got to come in through me. And my teaching and my death and my resurrection and the teaching of my church. You try getting in anywhere else, you're a thief and a robber. And you want to steal my sheep. They're mine. And you want them to follow you. So much for personality cult. They're not supposed to follow anybody but me. Now, if you're working for me and you love me, they'll love you. And they'll be proud of you. And they will follow you because you're following me. You got it? Now, this is a discourse about the false shepherds of the day. But it's a discourse about any false shepherds. Look, I'm the shepherd. I'm the gate. You see, the gatekeeper opens for him, and the sheep hear his voice. Jesus says this often. As a shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out, and when he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them and the sheep follow him. Why? Because they recognize his voice. Now let's apply that. When you're praying, do you recognize his voice? Do you know when it's Jesus talking to you? If you're sitting in the living room and the phone rings and you pick up a phone and it says, the other person says, hi. You know right away who it is. It's your friend. You know his voice, her voice. You know right away. Hi. Oh, hi, Joe. That's the way it ought to be with Jesus. You see? You're a different voice, Jesus. And I recognize you. He tells this to Pilate in chapter 18. Again, my own, hear my voice. Like these little sheep who get trained to hear and follow mama till they can pick it up themselves. That's my sheep. I work with them. I speak with them. So you may say, well, boy, I got to practice. How do I do that? What do you think? How do you practice listening to the voice of Jesus Christ? I know. You get a record and you play it. No? What do? You pray. And he talks to you. And after a while, you got it. You know that peace. You know that direction. And the devil can't fake it. And if it's sometimes you're troubled, gee, I wonder if that was Jesus. You can ask your spiritual director. I thought Jesus told me to do X. That happened to me because I was going to do something else. I'm 80 years old, and I want to help build the church. And I had a different idea what I was going to do. And I went away, and the Lord said, don't bother with that. I was going to give lectures on the apostasy of the Western mind. He said, don't bother. Help the priests preach and help everybody understand my word in the scriptures. So I was making this retreat with my spiritual director. So I said, man, that sure sounds like the Lord. That's a total change of direction for what I thought I was going to do with whatever years I've got. And my spiritual director said, that's the way to go. That's the Lord. Do it. So that's what we're doing. I was sure it was the Lord, but I thought, this is pretty serious. So I checked it out. And he said, yeah, you're right. That's the Lord's voice. All right. Go for it. So that's what we're seeing here, you see. I know his voice. Now, I can pretend I don't. Sorry, Jesus, can't hear you. You know, that's a lie. I do know. So he walks ahead of him. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. That happens, like I bet that fellow trying to say, you know, eating me is your divine life or whatever he was trying to tell. 80% of that church was saying, this guy's nuts. Right? And they were glad when the bishop got up there and said, you can go now. Yeah, I knew that guy was nuts. Okay? Although Jesus used his figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize he was trying to tell them, you're leading these people in the wrong direction. Listen to me. I love you. You come, believe in me, and then you can lead these sheep where they have to go. Okay. So Jesus said again, Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers. Are all thieves and robbers Moses? Abraham? No. Just all those who led the sheep astray. You see, they came and they tried, but the sheep wouldn't listen to them. They've got radar. Today, still, one of the signs that some teaching is correct is what? Sensus fidelium. The gut instinct of all God's people. For instance, Santo Subito. The whole world knew this fellow was a saint. That's the voice of God's people, you see? And so, the sheep don't listen to another voice. I'm the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out. You know, there's a marvelous text. It's in De Verbum, number 8, where it talks about how the apostolic preaching grows. I've mentioned this before. It says, first, through the contemplation and pondering in the heart of all God's faithful, like Mary. And then, through intimate knowledge of these realities, which they experience. It took a month to get experientur in the text. But we have to tell God's people they're supposed to experience these things, know them, so that when a false voice sounds, they know it's false. You see? And so, a thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. And it's going to cost me my pain and my bodily life. I'm delighted, you know, I'm going to run to the cross, even though I'm filled with repugnance and pain. Why? Because I have come that they may have life. And I want to give them life. And that life, it's me. I am the way. I am the truth. I am your life. You come to know me, you stay faithful to me, and I promise you, in this world and in the next, you will be alive. I am telling you that, says Jesus, because I am your shepherd. And so, that's what we celebrate, the good shepherd. He'll never lead us astray. Just keep practicing till we know his voice and listen when we're, when we wonder, go to somebody, not just anybody. Somebody's going to agree with my vices. No, go to somebody and say, this is what I hear the Lord saying. Amen.